Your reaction to today's last gasp 2-1 win here in County Fermanagh, David?
Was it last gasp?
A couple of minutes ago.
Was it? Delighted. You know, absolutely delighted. We were obviously under the caution in the first half. We didn't turn up the way we normally turn up, which is obviously disappointing. You give a team like Ballymallar a little bit of confidence to go into the break 1-0 up. It's hard to peg back. We had enough chances. That's a disappointing thing, especially in the first half. You know, two or three really good chances to go into a break, at least level. But fair play to my lads today. You know, I'll pat them on the back. I'll be critical when I need to be. But I just went down at the end of the game and said, you know, fair play, because we didn't get the rubber green at times. There was chances we missed. There was blocks. There was a couple of decisions that I thought maybe went against us. But, you know, great way to win a game. And so you get the same 3 points for winning 2-1 as you do for winning 5-1 last week. Just ages you a few extra years when you're watching the game.
I said to you last week that when we come down here, it's always 1-0 or 2-1. So it proved again today.
Yeah, well, you know, speaking to Gavin, the other manager, and we have looked at our record over the years against Ballymallar. You never get it easy down here. And people say on paper you should go and win 2 or 3-0. You're never going to get that, especially down here. They're, you know, the passionate people, they're proud of, you know, where they've came from, and you know, they're a credit to the area, because you know they're a village club, they're a small club. But say, listen, going back to myself and, you know, our lads and, you know, the rest of the staff, that I was a huge win, and one hopefully come the end of the season might be important.
It's all about goals. We got the two goals at the right time, just after half time, and then just before the end. And
yeah, you know, going back, and Burnsy again does what Burnsy does, and say Burnsy was, you know, he was obviously injured with his collarbone in and around sort of Christmas time. He's coming back, and say Cameron's injured at the minute, which is hugely disappointing. Paul Smith had to go off at half time with what seems like maybe an asthma sort of attack or whatever, but hopefully he'll be all right. But Burnsy again goes up front, gets a hugely vital goal for us, and Stephen Laurie, I think, gets his fourth or fifth goal in the month. Some goal.
He's fairly buried.
Technically, no, he certainly did. Thank you. No, I was right in the top corner, and you see what it meant to the supporters, and you see what it meant to the staff and the bench. So, you know, hopefully it's a huge win for us.
It keeps the title race alive, doesn't it?
As I said 3 or 4 weeks ago, you know, when you're chasing a team like Crusaders, you know, it's, you know, it's in our hands. It's still in our hands, and I said, and this isn't putting pressure on them. It would take an almighty collapse from Crusaders to let us get into the league title. But I'd say we've a massive game now for the club next week against Dungannon in the semi-final, and one that we should go into full of confidence, looking forward to, and it's one that I can't wait to get working with the players this week and get them ready for it next week.
It is one game at a time, but it means it's two almighty games in the next 2 weeks now, doesn't it?
Yeah, crucial. And that's when it comes down to, you know, deciding where medals are going. You know, it's games like that, and it's games when I was a player, you know, you would love to be involved in. And it's games that these players, you know, should be relishing going into it. You know, they're fit, they're at the peak at the minute. I would suggest we're probably fitter than the majority of other teams in the league. And I think that proved today with, you know, the effort and commitment later on. Was it glamorous? No, it certainly wasn't glamorous. But our commitment and our legs and our energy, especially later on in the game, to go and win the game. Linfield teams won games in the 93rd, 94th minute years ago. I used to watch, used to see when they were winning league titles and cups. So hopefully it's a little bit of a statement of intent that we can keep going, because we haven't scored that many late winners this year. So plays well.
Lots of character in that team there today, wasn't it? To keep going right to the end to get that winner, wasn't it?
It was, and that's what you need, and that's what the, you know, that's what we pride ourselves on, this club. We go right to the death, and as it goes, and you know, the club motto, fortune favours the brave. Maybe we got a little bit of luck today, so we haven't had much luck over the, you know, the past number of months. But you know, we'll certainly take that today.
Exciting times for the supporters. You came with the numbers in the sunny day. Yeah,
huge. Absolutely huge. And you know, the distance travelled by the supporters, the expense that, you know, they're out of pocket. So I was pleased for them. They were disappointed, I know, at half time. But you've seen with the reaction at the end how much 3 points meant to us today. We knew the other result, because our Linfield fans keep you updated. So I was delighted. And so we take care of our business and go on the next week against Dungannon.
it'll be a nice journey back home to Belfast tonight, won't it?
It's a long journey, but it's one that we should look forward to. The boys should be on a high. But Gary might even give them a packet of crisps and maybe a Diet Coke if they're on their best behaviour. But it's one that we should look forward to, and so we go again next week to prepare for a huge game for this club.
Well done today, David.
All right, thanks, Andy.